This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Let's get it, man. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, talking sports. This is quick. You know, with these Houston games and then even with the Thursday night football game, it's not a lot of time. I just got to get straight to it. And obviously the main conversation is the New York Yankees coming off of their series win. And then obviously the NFL game. That kicked off in Philadelphia with the Eagles winning and the Cowboys losing. You know, some other things. Obviously, we heard Brandon Sproat will make his debut for the Mets. Good. Good. Moving right along here. David Stearns must have had this plan all along that, hey, I'm not going to sign anybody. I'm not going to trade for anybody. We're going to let the kids play. Like I said, we're going to evaluate our own young talent. Like I said, this is year two on the job. Let's see what we got. So you got to be excited about that. The Mets did not play last night. They were off. The Yankees played, and the Yankees will not have an off day in between hosting the Toronto Blue Jays and getting it going in the Bronx. And I'm excited for that one, man. I will not be there Friday. I will not be there Saturday. If you're watching the live stream that I did fire up, yes, go to YouTube, search WFAN. We are now live. And what I will say is that WFAN's YouTube account is 100 subscribers away from 80,000. So if you're home and you're not driving, if you have a phone, if you have a MacBook, if you have an iPad, something like that, and you're not subscribed, go hit subscribe. Let's get to 80,000 subscribers on WFAN YouTube tonight. And what you will see is me wearing my Bernie Williams celebrity softball game jersey. That's why I'm dressed like this. It says Ridgefield Playhouse. Go to ridgefieldplayhouse.org to get tickets. Super excited for the game on Saturday. That's where I will be driving up there because I'm bringing my son and my wife tonight. I'm staying in Connecticut. It's like a 3-hour drive from me in Jersey. Staying up there for the game on Saturday, and then we'll be, you know, enjoying the festivities afterwards with the concert and, you know, kind of mingling and meeting and greeting. But yeah, back to it, man. The test has been passed. And like, you know, there's some spots on the test that'll trip you up. There's some spots on the test that maybe you didn't prepare for, something you didn't study for, something that, you know, pops up and you don't know what to do at the time. But like I said, the Yankees have really shown me through this little stretch right here that they're a different group. The bullpen is the last part of it that I need more faith in. They're going to hit. They're going to hit. And they really could hit if they – let's hope Jazz – and I don't expect Jazz to be in the lineup. He has a contusion on both knees. I don't expect Jazz to be in the lineup the next day. But who knows? Some of those guys that are built like Jazz, little slim guys like that, like, you know, he can bounce back. But what I was going to say is the Volpe thing, like, I think they have to come to a point where they say, listen, winning these games matter more than Anthony Volpe's confidence or feelings. And like, you know, are we in a better spot putting Caballero at shortstop and starting him? You are. They started Anthony Volpe all three of these games against the Astros. I don't know if that's the way against the Blue Jays, but I know they are. I know they're gonna do it. They don't care what we say. They don't care that he's literally like hit that last strikeout he had. He saw three pitches up in the zone, and these guys just go at him. If you're looking at MLB Network and you're watching MLB Central, or if you just look at MLB's Network's Twitter, and shout out to the good folks over there at One Hearts Way or whatever the address is. I forget. I used to work over there. They put out a clip with D-Ro, Mark DeRosa, and he goes back to Del Barton, and he's looking at Volpe's swing, and he's just basically showing you how his mechanics have broken down. This young man's mechanics have broken down in the box and in the field, and I'm left to wonder if the Yankees are so hard-pressed on playing him, and the manager is so used to almost lying on his behalf, then why don't they have that same energy with fixing him? Why am I watching MLB Network and they're showing his foot coming up and his hips coming open and him not being like shoulders closed in the box? And I don't know. When he's fielding ground balls, he looks scared. He's fielding a ground ball tonight. He's hopping twice, patting the ball. Like, I don't know, man. Fix it. If he's going to, that's the thing. It's such a conundrum because he's not going to be able to be perfect. It's baseball, but he's thinking about it, and we're all thinking about it, and the ball comes to him, and then, you know, he gets up, and there's runners on base. At least he had a single tonight. But where I'm getting to is, like, there's enough hitters in this lineup that they overcome it. There's enough hitters in this lineup that they're fine. But, like, I also came in this week talking about the Astros. And it's not like the Astros are world beaters. It's not like the Astros are as great as they once were. They have some holes in their lineup. Altuve has certainly cooled down. You know, what if this weekend against the Jays, like Volpe keeps coming up in big spots and doesn't have it? It's like, I don't know, Caballero, what I see with Caballero, he is playing the game within the game. Like, in that game, when he was able to, you know, when Ben Rice scored, when he was able to get that pitch clock violation, that had nothing to do with the clock running. That had everything to do with him not locking eyes with the pitcher, engaging in that moment of like, you good? I'm good. Yeah, you good? I'm good. You looking at me? You looking at me? Yeah, you ready for the pitch? He just kind of looked down, adjusted his stuff, his gloves, something, and was able to kind of, you know, get De Los Santos like that. So I like look at this guy and like he wasn't in the game. Like he was in the first game because they were facing Framber Valdez. So he got the start at third base and Ryan McMahon, you know, Ryan McMahon hasn't been. Now they're not going to take Ryan McMahon out of the lineup. Ryan McMahon starting. And I think you have Gausman, Scherzer, and Bassett. I'm pretty sure they're all right-handed pitchers. Yeah, he's going to be in the lineup. But Caballero should be playing because he's just a more crafty player that can, like, he's going to get every little inch in the game that he can get. So, I don't know. It's something to think about here. Stanton will be back in right field. Grisham will be in center field. Belly will be in left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, Austin Wells has come alive too, where like, I mean, it's an issue with Ben Rice a bit. Like Ben Rice had a nightmare of a night at first base, but they were able to overcome it. And I mean, you know, you want his bat in the lineup over Goldie's. And if Wells is going to turn it on for this last stretch and start hitting, you want Wells in the lineup too. It's just something to think about. I want to see the Yankees put their best foot forward, man. It's too late. You know, I had a tweet that kind of took off, and whatever. It's, you know, nobody cares about your Twitter. I know sometimes we lean on Twitter too much, but what I find is, you know, when we're off air, Twitter is where we can interact with the audience and also other fans and other people that are talking sports when we're not on air. So, like, you know, I had a tweet where I said, you know, this team, this 2025 team, and no one knows what's going to happen with them. It doesn't matter if I believe, if you believe, if I'm off the ride, on the ride, whatever. I'm a Yankee fan, bro. I'm going to be at the stadium and watch every single game. And selfishly, I want them to win the World Series more than a lot of things I want in life. But this team this year, like, they're going to be remembered for having all this talent. You're getting the best year out of Trent Grisham. You're getting a great year out of Cody Bellinger, who a lot of people like slept on, and like you were able to trade Cody Poteet for Cody Bellinger. And I said, this team will be looked back on as one, and I could keep going, man. You're getting Ben Rice this year that you did not expect. Even the pieces that you traded for some of the other guys, like even Stanton, you could make an argument that in this short sample size, this is, you know, Stanton is playing better than he ever played. The Yankees are going to have a bunch of guys with over 20 home runs. Ryan McMahon's at 19. And I know he didn't hit most of them with the Yankees, but you can add him to that group. Stanton's going to have over 20 home runs. Volpe's going to have over 20 home runs. Austin Wells is going to have over 20 home runs. Ben Rice, Cody Bellinger, Jazz. You're getting Jazz's best year of his career. Like, to think that, like, the Yankees have this much talent and they're getting this many guys to play over expectations. But the two whipping boys and almost stains on this year are the fact that they have so much talent, but they also have so much loyalty to Devin Williams and Anthony Volpe. I said, I really can't comprehend how both of those guys get put above the team and the fan base over and over again. I think it's just the participation trophy era Yankees where it's just like, hey, you guys are good. You're all right. Get them next time. Oh, it was the umpire, Devin. You made some good pitches. Or, hey, Volpe's the shortstop. In what world does that guy get sent out? In this world, but maybe not in the Yankee universe. I look at this American League, and it's a different type of situation than last year, where everyone said that the American League's a cakewalk, it's soft. Okay, but like, as you just heard Bruce and Flushing say, and we're looking for calls at 888-808-101. Oh, Fleas just walked out. Well, hey, whatever. I could take the rest of the show. I don't need a call. When I look at this American League, even if I don't believe in the Yankees, I remember saying last year, like, I don't believe that this Yankees team is that great, but I believe that baseball is unpredictable and that whoever gets hot at the right time and plays their best baseball is the one that's going to... Baseball is unpredictable. They have all these talented hitters. I don't know how many, you know, seasons they've gotten to October and not hit. Just look at the past few years that they've relied on Judge. Like, the fact that they're doing this without Judge bodes well for them. I'm never worried about the Yankees pitching. But when you look at Max Fried turning back into Max Fried, when you look at Carlos Rodon, who you should trust Carlos Rodon, watch him pitch. He's not the same guy. He's put in the work. He's changed. He grew a beard. They allowed him to grow a beard. He wakes up every day, looks in the mirror, he feels like himself again. They get this bullpen sorted, which they absolutely can, right? They got to get Weaver together. They got to get Devin Williams in low leverage spots. They got to figure out Camilo Duvall. Bednar's the closer. You know, Tim Hill goes up against lefties. Fernando Cruz got a splitter that you can trust, and like, he can come in and strike guys out, swing and miss. Good to have him back. Mark Leiter Jr., I don't know, they'll find spots for him too. Like, they have the pieces. They have the pieces to make a run against who now? Like the Red Sox just took a hit. Roman Anthony's down. And like, the Red Sox, I want to see the Red Sox again. Because even in this last series that we lost against the Red Sox, they could have won that first game. They definitely could have won that second game, right? They had a lead in the first game, blew it with some bullpen decisions, with some errors. And then in the second game against Max Fried, they lost that game 1-0. Come on. They could have beat them. They could have. And then the last game that they won, of course they won. So just looking at, the Red Sox, like, all right, I saw Big Mac have a tweet about the gauntlet and, like, say, you know, the rules of the gauntlet. Now that they beat the Astros in Houston, everybody has faith and confidence now that they will beat the Astros in October? Yeah, sure. The Astros don't scare me. The Astros don't scare me. They should have beat the Astros when they came here in the beginning of August. But they wanted to throw Devin Williams in a tied game late. Never again. So what I'm getting at is, like, you know, this whole thing was supposed to be a redemption story. This was supposed to be like, these guys lost in the World Series. They got mocked. You know, they lost Juan Soto. They retooled. They got better. Their defense got better. They went out and spent the money on a Max Fried. I'm happy we went out and bought Max Fried, right? Then, like, little things happened that they weren't expecting. Trent Grisham's bat. Ben Rice's bat. Jazz missed a month, and he's having his best career year. You know, they were able to make some moves at the deadline. A Cam Schlittler comes along. What? We saw Cam Schlittler in spring training. Nobody thought that this guy would be a guy that once you get to October, you want to see him start. So what I'm getting at, man, is it's a long season. It's a long road. It is right there. And you know what? The road is short. It's a long road when we go from spring training, seeing Cam Schlittler, you know, briefly to like now we're here, and like, knock on wood, they're pretty much healthy. Can they get Judge back in right field so we really can put Voltron back together? Like, it's right there for him, man. Let's go to Tony, Timber Tony in Montreal on the Fan. What's up, man?
He always put a smile on my face. Keith, I haven't talked to you for a long while, man, but the positive vibes, like you say, you got to always believe, right? And if you're a Yanks fan, you see what they did tonight. It's like from the whole lineup, somebody's doing something positive. Grisham with that tomahawk home run, and different relievers coming in, and the team playing, knowing that Judge is out, everybody's contributing. Three hits tonight. One of the boys gets three hits and drives in all kinds of runs. I think they're doing great. And we always got to be positive. And I think Volpe made a good play in the infield. And I think people are chilling on that and leaving him alone. And like you said, how many 20 home run players are the Yanks going to have this year, Keith? Like, think about it. How we get power in the whole lineup. And I think we're doing great right now. It's like the vibe is good. And I don't hear anybody, dumping on Boone anymore. I don't hear it. Maybe I don't hear it up in Montreal, but it seems like he's kind of got a reprieve right now. He's got how many games that they've won until yesterday, obviously. So they're doing good, Keith. I think you're right on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tony. Good to hear from you. Winning cures all. If they lost this game tonight, which, I mean, it got close at one point. It was 4-3. If they lose tonight, then, yeah, you're ripping the manager, you're ripping the players, and, you know, winning cures all. That's all we want, man. We want to win. They have the talent to win. The Astros are not better than them, right? If you think about just the 9 games that Devin Williams blew, give me half of them. If they had 4.5 games back, they'd be in first place. So, whatever. You know, they're 8-2 in their last 10. They just won 2 out of these first 3 in this 12-game stretch. It is right there. This is fun. This is fun. They're, you know what else, too? Knowing that they have to play these postseason teams and beat them is like a warm-up for the postseason. Going to Houston and feeling like this has postseason intensity and postseason energy is a warm-up for whatever we're going to be doing in October. You know, that's what I'm telling you. Like, these guys put on cowboy hats and cowboy boots before they went to Houston. They should have swept them if it wasn't for a terrible performance by the home plate ump. They have a different look. Bro, I'm watching the game and I'm seeing Ryan McMahon, after he homers, come into the dugout. Him and Dominguez do some type of handshake. They're vibing different. Fernando Cruz gets that out. Come on. He's yelling and screaming. They're fired up. this is how teams build chemistry. This is how teams go to battle, go to war, and trust each other. And this is how championship teams are formed. 888-808-1019. I'm not saying that they're winning the World Series. I'm not saying, I'm seeing the things that I need to see. And if you can criticize them when you don't see the things that you need to see, on the same hand, you should be able to give them props and kudos when you do see them playing defense, when you do see them coming up with clutch hits, when you do see them manufacturing runs, not just off the home run. You got Trent Grisham's 3-run bomb tonight, and you got Ryan McMahon's homer tonight. But, like, they were able to, like that Caballero just gamesmanship, I love that. This guy's not looking at me, I'm not looking at him, he didn't look, whatever, and then the umpires just, no, you got it. You know, Ryan McMahon driving in a run just early in the game, in the second inning, because Javier's walking guys. He walks Austin Wells, Volpe singles. Ryan McMahon is able to come up in the 9 spot, drive in a run, not off of just relying on the home run. Cody Bellinger had a single to drive in a run, getting traffic on the base pass, passing the baton. So it's a better vibe. It's a better feeling than losing to the Astros at home, Old Timers Day weekend. And, I think we can get over a little bit the decision to throw Devin Williams yesterday because of how close and borderline the calls were. I think right now your main concern with the Yankees is Luke Weaver and this bullpen and just kind of the order of operations as far as, you know, pecking order or who comes out when and trying to, you know, figure that out. But that gets sorted through the rest of this regular season. Carlos is in Clifton, New Jersey, next on The Fan. You got it, Los.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I saw something else that's glaring that as a Yankee fan, I'm just like, I'm a little nervous. Like, this Judge, getting him back to play in the outfield. Because, I mean, even, you know, Stanton is holding us down. He's pretty holding us down somewhat, but, like, I saw him make a nice play off the wall in left field to keep a guy to a single.
Yeah.
And then I see the Martian, same play it wrong, and it bounces all the way back to the infield. Guy gets a double. Like,
sure.
I mean, that's what's gonna kill us.
Well, maybe we somehow end up in Houston in the postseason, but we don't have to go back there. The Crawford boxes are tough. I think it's like 315 out there to left field. Dominguez is a whole rookie, hasn't played much out there. Stanton had played the last 3 days, so he was ready for that. No, I saw that too. It's not great. Dominguez has been on a whole journey in left field, you know, this whole season. Thanks for the call, Carlos. That's kind of why he's not getting so much run. Bellinger's going to be out there, and when Judge comes back, he's in right. You know what with Judge is concerning me? First pitch swinging outs in this series. I think I saw at least 3, maybe 4 if I'm trying to recount. I think there was 2 yesterday, 1 today, I think there was another one. Having a bat. You're Aaron Judge. You're DHing. Take a pitch. Is Judge getting eager? I don't know, man. I feel like Judge is getting eager to do something. He does not have good numbers in Houston, and I can recall at least 3 at-bats where he did not see enough pitches. Today, the first at-bat, he swung at the first pitch and flew out. In the 7th inning, he saw 3 pitches. On the 3rd pitch, he flew out. It's like, man, have an at-bat, Judge. You're Aaron Judge. You're the MVP. Yordan Alvarez looking like the MVP, but you're the MVP. Like, work your walks, Judge. But I guess I know it's like you can't criticize Judge. Of course we can. But I guess it's different for Judge too, being this DH for a month where he's used to playing both sides of the ball, being out there in the outfield, going through the ebbs and flows of the game. And I don't know, he's DHing and he wants to have his moment in the game. And it's like as soon as he sees something, he's swinging at it. It's like, bro, have an at-bat, please. It's going to help all of us. You're Aaron Judge. Make them throw you if it's in the zone, take a look at it, bro. Take a look at it for all of our sakes. I'm going to go count, how many times. I'm looking at the game from yesterday. And then today, did he do that again today? Today, he was 0-for. He had 3 walks. So I'm looking at the box score from yesterday. At least he worked some walks today. But Judge is not hitting like Judge is supposed to be hitting. And he was hitting against the White Sox. He was hitting against, the lesser teams, against the Astros. I don't know. I'm looking for Judge to look more like Yordan Alvarez. I'm looking for Judge to have more of an impact. But they're overcoming that. I guess I'm nitpicking. I guess I'm looking for things. But yeah, so I had it backwards. This tonight he did have 3 walks. It was the box where I was looking at from yesterday was the day where I was like, he's having too many at bats. It's late. But he's still not like it's not the Judge that's hitting for average. It's not the Judge that's hitting for power. It's not the Judge that is striking fear into pitchers as just a DH. And I don't know how long they're gonna wait to put him in the outfield. They may wait. They may continue. They may wait until October because it's a liability. Judge can make 1 throw and then you got to shut him down. But I think that is another piece. The 2 pieces that are missing right now, Judge getting back to right field, Judge getting back to being MVP caliber Judge where this lineup is really crazy. And then figuring out the bullpen where everybody's got their spots and their lanes and, we don't have too many issues with, Devin Williams going here or Luke Weaver. They got to get Devin Williams figured out, Luke Weaver figured out, Camilo Duvall figured out. And honestly, that's too many guys to get figured out in the bullpen. Heli Anna is in Brooklyn on the Fan. How you doing?
I'm good.
What you thinking about?
Carlos Rodon finally is who he's supposed to be when we actually signed him 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I always knew that he could be a bulldog. I knew he had the compete level in him. He's throwing more pitches now than when he was really just like fastball slider. He's got the changeup. He's got the curve. And I attribute it to the beard. I think this guy is just looking at himself in the mirror and he feels like he's the guy and he is out there. Like, we win with him on the mound. He's battling on the mound. He's throwing over 100 pitches. He's overcoming. If I got to get 5 outs, I'm getting 5 outs.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and definitely with today. And his last start, have him staying Boone gave him the permission to see how much he grown and got the trust from Boone, which is so exciting to see him develop so much over the past few years. He could be our number one starter in the Wild Card Series or the Division Series easily, and I would trust him.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there with Rodon. He's a different guy. I'm shedding the past. There's no reason to hold on to the version of himself that we saw when he first got here. He's done it time and time again here. You got no choice but to trust him, and he's showing you that you know, he can get it done. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if he can carry that into October and he doesn't change. But, yes, he's got enough of a sample size here where he's not giving it up. He's not giving the home runs up. He's getting out of innings. Even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he's pitching. He's finding a way. I do trust Carlos Rodon now.
Thank you. Thank you for answering the call.
Thanks for making the call. 888-808-1019. We'll take a break here. And now I'm like going back. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong with Judge. But I'm like, no, in the first game, his first at-bat, first pitch swinging, but it was a hit. And then his second at-bat, he saw four pitches, but he lined out. It is what it is, man. I'm not going to pick a judge. I just am like, everybody is getting some. Ryan McMahon is getting some. Austin Wells is getting some. Like, Trent Grisham is going crazy. Like, if we can get Judge to just, like, give us, I don't know, maybe he'll do it at home. Maybe he'll do it at home. He did it in Chicago, and he did it against the Nationals, and that is the missing piece. Judge getting back to his prowess at the plate. And I think they're going to really slow play it as far as getting him back in the outfield. But now Jazz going down. We'll have to see what happens there. We'll have to see if Jazz is in the lineup. If not, that's a little bit of a wrench thrown in this thing. But, like, I'm not so worried about it because it gives Caballero a lane. We might lose the power. And that sucks because Jazz is really, like, you know, I was talking about, like, since Jazz lost his friend, like, he really turned it on. His at-bats have been better. He's working walks. He's kind of, you know, but I knew today when he struck out and he kind of limped off. I'm like, nah, he's, yeah, I don't know. 888-808-1019. Hopefully Jazz is good. If not, Caballero, you get the opportunity to rock, and we trust you to get in the game and do what you got to do to affect the game and steal bases and be an agitator, and onward we go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've got 24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
4 minutes left, so let's take this break and I'll be right back.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Last little run here. 888-808-1019. I'm in the chat on YouTube. They're talking about the Mets. But there's really only one guy forcing the Mets conversation. I mean, the Mets conversation right now is just Brandon Sproat's going to pitch in Cincinnati. Good. And I already kind of talked about, like, I guess this was the plan all along. Let the kids play. See what he's got. Can't be much worse than Kodai Senga. I get the feeling that Kodai Senga does not want to go play in Syracuse. I get the feeling that Kodai Senga is like, me? No. No, put me on the IL. Shut me down then. Because, like, how long do they have to discuss? You know, Kodai Senga was on the mound when I was at Citi Field on Sunday. It is now Friday. How long do they have to talk about him potentially going to the minor leagues? Speaking of minor leagues, Francisco Alvarez has been turning heads down there, and he's expected to come back and join the Mets on Friday today in Cincinnati. So that's good. And we'll see what happens. The Mets obviously have a good size lead on the Cincinnati Reds, and I don't think the Reds can rock with the Mets. I think the Reds had a little bit of a run, but the San Francisco Giants just went on a run where they won like 10 out of 12, 10 out of 11, and they jumped the Reds. So the San Francisco Giants are four games back. Oh, I know you guys are looking at Drew Gilbert. I know you can't be too pleased with what he's been for the Giants as they are applying pressure. Wouldn't that be something if they just continue to go and somehow catch the Mets? I don't think they will, though. I think the Mets are a postseason team. I think they're there. I think Juan Soto is carrying the team, and then you've got Pete Alonso and guys like Jeff McNeil who are playing well. Mark Vientos playing well. And now it's just to sort out the pitching and the bullpen. And for me, I'm just like, when I look at both these teams, it's too late in the year to talk about, yeah, we'll get these guys right. Like, it takes weeks to get guys right. In weeks, it's the postseason. You know? Like, sometimes you just got to call a spade. Sometimes you got to just cut ties. Sometimes you just got to be like, yo, we've seen enough Kodai Senga. We've seen enough Sean Manaea. We've seen enough Ryan Helsley. This ain't it. We can't let you cost us. Right? Again, it goes back to what I was saying about the Yankees with, like, Volpe and Devin Williams. Like, it's crazy to see, like, The thing in team sports is like the team comes first. The best players play. You don't put anybody in front of the team. And as you get down to these last few weeks and these important games, you got to put your best foot forward. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh and Passaic on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Football's back. Now we'll get ready for this Brazil game with the Chiefs and the Chargers, and we just got to see the Dallas Cowboys lose to the Eagles, and, you know, the weather's getting a little cooler, and baseball is getting closer to the best baseball of the season, so yeah, I'm all good.
No, you know, being an ex-Cowboys fan, I guess you didn't care too much about the game tonight, and
nah.
I got to get, like, the perfect stat line for, like, Justin Fields, you know, coming up this Sunday. I think it's a perfect hit. Ready? 8 for 19, 120 yards, 2 picks, 3 sacks. Can't see him. Yes. I can't see him coming out. I can't see him coming down throwing the line. Like, it's very funny how they always play, you know, when Sam Darnold left the Jets, they nailed it. They played the Panthers that first game, and he, like, ripped them. Now I can't see Aaron Rodgers going off of 400 yards. But, like, to be on the field, he just got to throw 200 yards. You know, they have a great defense, you know. Like, I really see this being, like, a 23-6 game. I can't see the Jets
It's week one. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played. It's week one. No one's going to be really sharp. It's a 1 o'clock game. It's early. I'll say this. Justin Fields, if he's only completing 8 passes and throwing 2 interceptions, that ain't much better than you know, Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be better than that. Aaron Rodgers, I don't see throwing for 400 yards. Who's he throwing to? DK Metcalf's going to have 200 yards on his own? Wilson?
He's got time.
No, I don't know if he's going to have time. I mean, they have a good O-line, but like this guy is he's way past his prime. He's so old. He's going to be getting rid of the ball. He doesn't want to get hit. If you remember last year, they talked about him being chuck and duck, him being you know, afraid to take a hit. That's still going to play this year, especially in the first game. He's not going to want to get hit. I just think that, you know, expectations are low. I think the Steelers fans are going to show up. I think the Steelers are more of a cohesive unit, and they have a good coach, and they've played together more than this Jets team, and they'll probably win. But I am excited to see what the Jets' offense looks like. I was reading something. It said the Jets hope to get early leads and lean on their strengths. At some point, Fields will have to make plays from the pocket and big third down spots. If his ability to do that surpasses expectations, the Jets maybe can expand their offense from there. But in the meantime, expect them to run some more. But like, I think they're selling run, and then they're going to have some special plays drawn up. And Garrett Wilson, like, he's got to eat too, so they're going to throw him the ball. I like that Garrett Wilson said that him and Rodgers hadn't spoke. There's nothing that they had to talk about once the season ended. I really do think this is Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl. He's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. He's going to try and beat the Jets, light it up. But I think he might force and try too hard. I don't know. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be an underwhelming game. I don't think it's going to be that exciting.
No, just, you know, on those fields, you know, him and DJ Moore, we did see a drop like that. So, of course, I was hoping Garrett Wilson could do that. And then, you know, unlike the Giants, it's crazy, like, going into this year, like, you see, like, it's the season going, like, 18 different directions. Like, when are we putting the quarterback in? What are we trying to do? Are the coaches keeping the jobs? Like, I don't – so I'll just put a quick point about the Mets here. Just, you know, as it's perfect time, you know, the team mostly heating up. It's very funny to notice how the pitchers that are pitching well, all the starters, none of them got to do with David Stearns. Pretty wild. Like, all the guys he brought in, these guys can't pitch when we need them. But the two guys, you know, three guys, they don't have to do with them, you know, two rookies and Peterson. These guys are really cucky. Just interesting to see that, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah. I don't know. I saw a lot of criticism of David Stearns' moves. You know, like Frankie Montas, Griffin Cannon, Clay Holmes. I mean, even like, you know, injuries have hit. You know, some people are like, oh, he signed A.J. Minter. He got hurt. Griffin Canning, he got hurt. And now, his second year on the job, he's trying to see what he has in these young kids. So far, Nolan McLean is one of the, like, talks of the league. So, great with him. Let's see what Jonah Tong can do his second time out. Let's see what Brandon Sproat can do. You know, I don't think they could do much worse. I don't think they could do much worse than Senga and Manaya. I think you got to be looking forward to that young energy, and I expect them to hit. I expect Soto to continue. I expect Alonso and Vientos and even guys in between, like Marte and Beatty, those, like Torrens. And now Torrens is going to have company with Alvarez. They're going to hit. I was looking at something on MLB Now. MLB Network puts out a lot of great stuff. And, you know, talking about Juan Soto and the difference between him last year and this year stealing bases. You know, with the Yankees, he had 7 stolen bases. He's got 20 more stolen bases. And they're giving a lot of credit to Anton Richardson, the first base coach for the Mets. Probably got in his ear like, yo, for the amount of walks that you're going to have, casually, you know, drop your bat. And head to first base and lull them to sleep. And then when they're not thinking about it, you're gone. And Soto's been on it, man. I just think it's like an added thing for him to add value and also, like, show the player that he is. And, like, you know, I think I said the other day, a lot of Yankee fans were having fun with Juan Soto's first year with the Mets not being like it was last year, talking about, oh, he misses Judge and, you know, he's going to have a down year compared to last year. He's not. And, you know, when you look at, he's going to have more walks, he's going to have more runs, he's definitely going to have more stolen bases. I think he has the chance to have 42 home runs and have more home runs. Like, what is going to come down to is, okay, your individual numbers, cool. Can the Mets get to the World Series? Can Juan Soto lead the Mets to the World Series? Can he get hot right now and put the team on his back like that? I don't know, maybe. No, I don't know. You need more. Well, nobody knows. And the National League obviously is going to be a little bit tougher than the American League, and that's all you hear, you know, all season from last year to this year. But, like, not for nothing. Like, the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers aren't as mighty as they once were. The Dodgers, let's see. The Dodgers lost to Pittsburgh, so the Dodgers ended up getting swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I think they got swept in Pittsburgh for the season by the Pirates? When you want to talk about payrolls, right? You want to talk about the Mets payroll. You want to talk about the Dodgers payroll. Like, you can't win a game in P-Town off the Pirates with all that money. It's tough. You know, the Dodgers also lost a series to the Diamondbacks. And they're just not the big bad Dodgers that we thought. But hey, experience plays. And I know they got a lot of guys with a lot of experience in the postseason. So you expect them to be there. You expect them to be formidable. The Brewers, to me, you know, great record. They have an old school manager, a great style of play. But I don't know how much that's going to play in October. I think they're going to fold in October as they've done over and over and over again. They're cooling off a little bit too. The Mets own the Phillies. So you're going to sleep at night as a Met fan hoping that you tangle with the Phillies somehow, some way. I don't think the Phillies really scare anybody. And then with this wild card, you know, I think the Cubs are the team. I think the Cubs are a team that, like, they can hit, they can pitch. If they get hot, you got to look out for them. Padres, too, because they've got some star players and they've got some pitching. And, you know, them going to add Mason Miller. I can't wait for the postseason. It's just so unpredictable. There's so many good players. There's so many good teams. It all is based on, you know, what starting pitcher has a good night, whose bullpen can hold. It's anybody's game. Anybody can get it done. 888-808-1019 as I approach my last 5 minutes here and I try and see if there's anything that I didn't hit on. Yeah, I talked about the Jets a little bit. With the Giants, I saw the Giants had muzzled Jackson Dart and Jameis Winston after the Giants flip-flopped the order of their backup quarterbacks to elevate rookie Dart over Winston on the unofficial depth chart. Team officials made both quarterbacks unavailable for interviews this week in what appears to be a violation of the NFL media access policy. Nothing to talk about. Let's get to Sunday. Let's get to Sunday. Nothing to talk about. I can't wait for Sunday. It's like, obviously, you've got, you know, what could be, you know, the Yankees rubber match or the Yankees going to sweep Toronto. And then you've also got the full slate of NFL. Oh, and, you know, with Red Zone, there's a lot of talk about Red Zone in these commercials. I saw Adam Schefter wrote, you know, some added clarity. NFL Red Zone is 7 hours, 420 minutes. Over that time, viewers will be served 1 to 2 total minutes of ads in 15-second increments. This comes out to anywhere between 0.25% or 0.5% of the total time, considerably less than any other sports or entertainment programs. So what? They started to introduce it last year, honestly. They started to introduce ads, commercials into Red Zone last year. It's all business. It's all money. You're still going to watch if you watch. I saw Nick Wright telling people, oh, don't, if you just consume Red Zone, like, you're not a real NFL fan. Of course you are. I think if you're watching Red Zone, like, I have Fubo where you can watch picture in picture. So why wouldn't you have the Jet game on, the Giant game on, or, like, the way I set it up, you can do the three where you can put CBS, Fox, and Red Zone on. Why wouldn't you want to see, like, your fantasy team score? Why don't you want to see your parlays cash? But, yeah, Nick Wright had a take that a lot of people got after, and I got after him, too. He said, you can't be a self-respected diehard NFL fan if the only way you consume football is through Red Zone. Watch a whole game like an adult. Okay. My wife says that. My wife's like, I miss when we just watch one game. And I'm like, I'm trying to see everything. And then when you talk about people watching one game, Didn't we all just watch one NFL game tonight? Yes. Don't we all watch Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football? Yes, there's one game on. Red Zone is different. Red Zone is a beast. We'll see what happens with it with ESPN, but I cannot wait. And even just Scott Hansen himself. Like, that dude knows so much. He's so good at his job. He's such a perfect host for that. Like, feeling like, you know, you're chilling with Scott Hansen and he's bringing you in and out of games. Here's the Octobox. Oh, okay, now we're going to go to Cleveland. They're inside the 20. Like, I don't know. I eat that stuff up. I love football. I love Sundays. I try not to do anything on Sunday. I try to sit on the couch. I try not to leave the crib. We go grocery shopping in the morning. By the time 1 o'clock comes, fantasy lineup set, parlays locked in, and we're not doing anything. And that starts again on Sunday. We're 2 days away. Giants, Commanders, and the Jets will host the Steelers. And yeah, the Steelers fans are going to be in the building. So what? You know what? Low key, that's going to be a Chris Boswell game. Chris Boswell is going to kick 4 field goals. They'll score 1 touchdown. Like, it's really going to be Aaron Rodgers' first time out there with a brand new team, brand new offense, but in a familiar setting. And I know that's the same thing with Justin Fields too, but I just feel like Justin Fields was with the Jets earlier. Justin Fields did play in the preseason. I think he'll have a little bit more rapport. There's so much mystery and intrigue to what their offense is going to be. And I think they're overselling the run. We're going to run. We know you're going to run the ball. We know you're going to run the ball. Braylon Allen, Breece Hall, Isaiah Davis, Justin Fields. We know you're going to run the ball. But you can't. It's the NFL. You can't run the ball every play. You can't run the ball on third and long. So that's where it's going to be interesting. And I think Justin Fields is going to prove some people wrong. I think he's going to make some throws. He's going to probably make some bad throws. He's probably going to throw some screens into the dirt or, you know, sail one over a guy's head, you know, be too strong with some throws. But I think he's also going to have some throws that make you say, wow, this guy can throw the ball. Wow, that was a good pass. Like, oh, I see why this guy's an NFL quarterback. And then with Jackson Dart, I really don't think they're going to throw him into the fire. I really don't think that they're gonna, you know, throw him in for like a package of plays. I think, you know, it's Russell Wilson's show. Let him operate. Get the ball to Malik Nabers. And I think that Commanders game can be closer than people think. I don't think it's just a guarantee that the Commanders beat the Giants. I do think it's a guarantee that the Cowboys beat the Giants, though. They're gonna have extra rest. They're gonna be extra motivated, open up their building. Giants have back-to-back weeks on the road. All right, that's all I got, man. I'm out of here. C-Max coming up next to kind of restart this thing. Stay tuned right here. Listen to his show. Again, check us out on YouTube and make sure you subscribe. I'm out of here. Good night. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
WFAN, New York. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.